Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this special podcast of Storytelling Time. And by the way, you can access the podcast by going on the internet and putting in the web address www.entrepreneurship.black. And we air every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. So come and join the fun. For those of you who were with us last week, we started a journey towards you writing your book. And I want to let you know that we'll be writing together. I'll be writing my book as well between now and next summer this time. I plan to have my book written, and hopefully you will as well. So we'll be working together. And I look forward to some very productive sessions in future podcasts. And we're going to start with a special session today, and I'd like to introduce Mr. Thomas Wilson to the show. And I want you to know that he is an entrepreneur extraordinaire, I might add. So welcome, Thomas, to the show. And Thomas has been with us before, and I thought that he could provide a special motivation for all of you out there who wish to start a new business. And that business is becoming an author. So welcome, Thomas, for being with us today.
It's always a pleasure to come and speak to you, and you give me access to your audience where I can add some value, and hopefully I can add some more value today.
Okay. And we're going to get right into it. So first, I want you to introduce yourself in addition to your name, as you just gave, or I just introduced you. What do you do professionally? And most importantly, I'd like for you to introduce to our listening audience some basic principles that will assure them that they will be successful in becoming an author or a success in any business for that matter. So the floor is yours.
Well, I've been in business for myself for 20 years now since I left college, North Carolina A&T, degree in psychology. I first stepped into the entertainment business, which I've owned one of the biggest entertainment companies for the last 15 to 19 years on the East Coast, Iceberg Entertainment. I also do coaching, business coaching with Mogul Visions, which I try to help entrepreneurs, small business owners really expand and show them how they can get to the next level. Also, I'm also an employee of Edward Jones, which is one of the biggest financial firms in the nation. So I really put myself out there as far as just growth. And if you want to be in business, the key is to grow. Never think you're the biggest. Never think that you can't learn anymore. You need mentors. You need structure. You need to really understand your idea and your craft and really focus on who's your audience and why are you in business and have a goal. A lot of us get in business and we just want to say we have a business, but we don't have a goal. And I think that's where you get off track. You have to have some type of structure and you have to have a destination of what you're trying to do, who you're trying to serve. And these are very key critical pieces that it's going to take to be successful in business.
Okay, well, as far as business is concerned, it's a challenge to a lot of people. We're so used to corporate America. And for a lot of people, getting into business is scary. And although the sky's the limit, you don't have the ceiling that you have, for example, in corporate America, or for that matter, in public education. My previous career, and especially being an author, people tell me a lot of times when I indicate that I am an author, professional writer, they don't ask me, they just tell me the fact that it's hard. They don't see how I could write or anybody could write on a consistent basis because they perceive it as being hard. And of course, in the next few weeks, we'll be training many people out there across America the principles of becoming a successful author. And of course, these same principles apply to any business. So what kind of special things could you tell, say, for example, a beginning author out there or anyone beginning in business that would assure that they will succeed?
The most critical piece of this is the why. See, very few organizations or people know why they do what they do. Why is not about making money? That's a result. Why is a purpose, cause, or belief? It's the very reason your business exists. It's the very reason why you got into the business. It's a critical piece that's going to keep you going no matter how hard times get. And they're going to get hard. They're going to get tough because the market is educating you. A lot of times we get in business and we think we're educating the market. But the market was already there. The people already had need for the service or the product that you're trying to create. You're just trying to create a better product or deliver better service. And they're going to teach you about the service they want because somebody else has created that void. And I think the biggest problem we have as entrepreneurs or small business owners, we see something that we may be capable of doing, but we haven't truly identified our audience. Like, for instance, you say you're writing a book. Well, first you have to figure out, who are you writing this book for? Who's going to read this? What age group? What demographics? You know, then you have to understand the market. How do I market? How do I get my product to the audience? How do I deliver this? So now we're talking about distribution. We're talking about marketing. We're talking about layout. These are things you have to sit down and do the hardest thing nobody wants to do. Put together a plan. You must put together a plan from beginning to end. That way you at least have some type of structure, organization that's going to keep you disciplined to get to your goal, to reach your destination. So many times we just jump out there and we open a business without understanding the layout. Do you have an LLC? Do you have a C corp? Is it a sole proprietorship? You really got to consider, how big do you want to be? So many of us, we don't take the time for the details that's needed at the beginning. And we just say we have a business. And we tap ourselves on the back. But is it a successful business? Are you profitable? You don't have a business without a customer.
I think that's what a lot of people are afraid of, the details and the amount of work that they're going to have to put into a business. And certainly in writing a book, for example, I think they realize that it's very difficult. When I tell people, it's not really so much difficult, but it's simply a matter of taking the time and the effort, putting those two things into effect to produce something that you want. And if you do that, you will come up with a plan. I think that's what you're saying.
Okay, so I'm going to hit on a couple things, and I'm going to mention these, but then I'm going to dive back into where I started out with the what, how, and the why. But let me first say, you need to have a good idea. You need to understand, is there market demand for the product or the service you want to create? Then, of course, we mentioned putting together a business plan, then putting together a marketing plan, then find a mentor, somebody that's been there before, somebody that can guide you through their process. Also, the ability to track and adjust. What are your metrics? How do you measure success? What is your benchmark? Then the execution of the plan. What if you put in place to say, okay, I'm reaching this goal. This is how I'm executing. This is the procedure. This is the process that each and every time is duplicatable. Then do you have the capital to start? We know that's really a key. Analysis paralysis. Some of us, we just think too much. You can have the best idea in the world, but you have to take action. Or you're just a good thinker. That's not going to get the job done. Now, I ended with the capital part. Do not allow not having the capital personally to derail you from following that dream or opening that business. Because there's so many people in the world that have capital. They're throwing capital into the world trying to find the next great idea, the next great Amazon, the next great Facebook. They're looking for you. But what you have to do is discipline yourself enough to sit down, put together that plan so they can clearly see what's in your head. You can try to explain to me all day how you're going to be successful, but until you put it on paper and you have clearly defined your objectives, you're unclear. You're unclear on what you're trying to do. You're unclear on what you're trying to create. And that's where the analysis paralysis starts. And now you allow other people to dictate whether or not you move forward, because you're going to ask everybody in the world what they think about this, how you do this, but you're never going to take action because it's that fear factor. We're scared of being great. We're scared of jumping off that ledge and taking a chance on ourselves and betting on ourselves. We always want to let somebody else give us an exit strategy. So when somebody said, well, it probably won't work. Well, we use that as our scapegoat.
Well, I really love the word action that you use, because the bottom line is that we have to take action. And I tell people who are even remotely interested in becoming an author or writing professionally, as daunting as it might seem, at some point you have to sit down with your pen or on a keyboard and start to write. And my experience is that when you do that, things just come to you. And I know that in previous programs you brought in the spiritual aspect, and this personally helps me a lot, because I feel that is something inside you that generates whatever you need to succeed. But unless you do act, it will never come out. And so what I tell people as far as becoming an author, and I'm sure it works the same way, and you can verify this, that by sitting down and writing, or at least beginning to write, before too long, you'll end up writing a lot. But you have to take action. So I like that particular word, action.
If I may say, and this is 100% coming out of my spirit. A lot of us are spiritual. We have that spiritual part of us that we believe in God. But the critical piece that has to be answered, do you believe in the God that's in you? You can talk all day about how great God is, but you can't pay homage if you're not obedient to what he showed you in your mind, of those visions, those dreams. They didn't come from you. It was him talking spirit to spirit to you and saying, if you believe in what I just showed you, take action. You are trying to be the end-all, tell-all because you think you're going to accomplish it with your strength. But you're not. He's already made the way for you. And what he's saying is, I would have never revealed this to you if I wasn't going to keep my promise. But you've got to step out there and put the action in. That's why I said faith plus work. I can't pray all the time and never take action on that. We are so gifted. I mean, if we really understood how powerful we were, we would not allow a little bit of bumps in the roads, those valleys, to derail us from reaching that mountaintop. And the thing about that is, let's go to the scripture, Psalms. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou is with me. Now, I say that to say this. If there's a shadow when I'm walking through the valley, that means there's light somewhere. And that light is what's guiding me through that valley. So let's go back to the writing the book part. Too many times we do too much heavy lifting. If I know the type of book I want to write, I need to do my research to find out who reads this type of book. Where are they at? And find the masses of them. Then I'm going to give you a key thing that you do to almost guarantee success. You poll your audience. Ask them what they like about this subject matter. Ask them how would they go about writing this? What's their opinion? Get all this intel before you write the book, and you'll realize your audience wrote it for you. You just need to outline their thoughts, because people have a lot of good thoughts. They just don't know how to articulate it. And if you can articulate what's in my head, you've already got me.
You know, this relates to what I've thought about recently as far as, especially after getting started and beginning to write, it's much easier to write on things that you're familiar with, things that you're knowledgeable of. For example, your own experience. It's very easy to write about things that you've experienced. And usually when I write, even whether it's fiction or nonfiction, especially nonfiction, but even fictional work, I try to write storylines that I'm familiar with. And so I go back to a particular experience that I may have had and relate that experience to whatever the content that I'm writing about at the moment. And by doing that, it's so much easier to write. So it's one thing to get started. And as I said earlier, and as you mentioned, you need to take action, really, whether you feel like it or not, whether you think writing is difficult or not. And this is what faith, of course, is all about. You take that step of faith, not that you feel good about what you're doing, but you know who's with you. You mentioned God, and you know that God is with you. And so it doesn't mean that you not do the research either. You know, you do your research, and after you've done all that you can do as far as research is concerned regarding a particular line of business, whether it's an author or some other area of business, you just move forward. And it might require getting out of your comfort zone. So I agree with what you're saying wholeheartedly. Let me ask you this question. Last week, I introduced what I gave was the three P's of success. And those P's are purpose, product, and process. And I think I've heard you mention at least two of these P's already. And so it kind of verifies what I had mentioned earlier about being successful in terms of becoming an author. And again, I'm sure it would work just as well with any business. So you want to comment on those three specific items, even though, again, I think you commented on purpose. I heard you mention purpose and product. And you may have mentioned process as well, but it's kind of interesting that I mentioned those three P's of success last week.
Well, I think you're spot on. You know, I totally agree with what you just said with purpose, process, and product. You have to have something to sell people. You have to be offering something that I can buy, which is either the product or the service that you're offering. The process, a lot of people don't have an established process, and that's where they're jumping all over the place because they haven't taken the time to track that. And that's why I say you have to measure your success. You have to measure and organize and have a structure, infrastructure on how you go about doing things. And it need to be written down, you know, standard operating procedure. People have to look at it and say, okay, is this duplicatable? Can I duplicate it? If you're just coming off the cuff and one way you do it today, next day you make the product this way, well, you're never going to have no true success. Purpose. That's the core. That's your foundation. Nothing gets built without the purpose. Why am I buying a house? Why am I buying this car? So now we go back to the why. The why is always going to take you, what is this really about? How deep is this for me? How important is this to me? And that's where you go back to that why. You've got to ask yourself an answer that for you because, oh, I'm doing this for my family. I want to make sure they're secure later in the future. Okay. I'm doing this for a legacy piece or something about this type of business I like. I'm going to give you a secret to that. You need to go deeper. Ask yourself why a minimum of 5 times. For every time you ask yourself the why, the first why. Once you get that answer, ask why again. Get another answer, ask why again. Go 5 deep. That way you get to the core reason, the core purpose of that business, that product or that service that's so internalized to you that can't nobody stop you from being focused and achieving that goal. Because every time you hit a brick wall, you're going to remember that why. And that's going to be the force that propels you through that.
Well, yeah, as far as purpose is concerned, that's pretty much what I talked about last week, if I remember, just 1 week ago. Okay. It's kind of difficult sometimes to remember, even just 1 week ago. But anyway, as far as product is concerned, what I mentioned was the fact that even though you may have the skill to do something and you may have learned the skill or it may be a natural God-given talent, you still need a product to push. And an example that I gave was the Williams sisters in tennis. As skillful as they were coming up, mainly due to their father, they need a vehicle. That is, they needed a product by which they could demonstrate their skill. And, of course, that product was the professional tennis tour. I forget the exact name of it. But, of course, they participated in that. As a matter of fact, I remember they were criticized, at least the father, if you remember, I don't know if you're familiar with that situation. The father was criticized because he did not allow them to go on the professional tennis tour until later, I guess when they were 17, 18 years old, when, if I'm not mistaken, they could have gone much sooner and they were good enough. But in his estimation, they needed more training. But the point I want to make is that there was that vehicle, that professional tennis tour, and of course it provided millions of dollars. It's related to the media and all this involved in that. But the same is true with any profession, basketball. I mean, you can be the greatest basketball player in the world. But, of course, now, obviously, there are vehicles by which you can make a lot of money, you know, and entertainment even. In almost any profession, you need that vehicle. And that's what we talked about last week.
Let me piggyback on that. I think we need to unpack this just a little bit more. Yes, the financial opportunity is there in the long term. In the long run, because you have these natural gifts and talents that are given to you. But they still have to be developed. They have to be developed, and it's up to the person training the coach to have that long-term vision to say, okay, you're not ready for that. Maybe you are ready for that physically, but mentally you're not prepared for that. So therefore, it's my job to protect you. Why have you in this incubator, making sure that your gifts are long-term and not the short-eye view? And so many of us fall short to the money that we forgot the reason why we got into this sport, business, or whatever type of goal you're trying to achieve in life. And I think it's important to have those mentors around you, that guidance. That's why I said it takes a village to raise a child. You need somebody guiding this process, been there, that's more mature and understands the pitfalls that lies ahead of you and why you shouldn't go those get derailed, get sidetracked by the glitter. In our community, we get so caught up in glitter. And we have to go from being a consumer-minded to producer-minded. And I actually have something that I'm putting in place right now that's being patented. So I won't go too deep into it. But let's go back to where we started with this conversation. And I'll try to see, can we take it to a deeper level? No matter what it is, it's an idea. It starts out as an idea. Now, this is the key. Idea be the business, be the product, be the service that you want. How well can you communicate that? And I really want us to understand communication. You're talking about marketing, branding, advertisement, articulation, detailing that out. How well can you get me to understand the product or service you're trying to deliver? Now, and this is the real piece. No matter how good a car is, how expensive a car is, and I'm using a car as an analogy toward this, you need fuel. Some people can say fuel is finance. And in actuality, it is. You need something to run that vehicle that's going to pay for it long term and keep it going. But I want to take a little bit deeper. It's faith also. The real fuel is faith. how much do you believe in your vision? Are you willing to sell every piece of jewelry? Are you willing to hock your car? Are you willing not to pay your mortgage for a period of time and take that money and reinvest it back into your business because you see the long term and you're not out here for the instant gratification? And so many of us fall short because of the instant gratification. If you want to write a book, me personally, I would tell you write the ending first. Start with the ending chapter, then back it up. Because the end tells me the destination, where I'm trying to get to. Now, the middle portion is going to tell me how I got to that end. If I can get that out the way, the intro is easy. Because when I read a book, the body part is the structure, but I'm still trying to find out what took place at the end. God wrote the end and backed it up to the beginning. See, everything you're going through in life, it's already been prepared for you. It's already playing out for you. You're playing catch up, but this story is already wrote. But so many times, we keep trying to read the previous chapters that's been written instead of looking at what's in front of us.
Well, what I like about what you've been saying the last couple of minutes or so is essentially the third item that I mentioned as far as the three P's, and that is the process. In other words, at least the way I described it is that you have to devote the time to do the research, in other words, to do the work. And in the case of being an author, to actually write, which of course requires action. And that's where a lot of people fall short. They don't think they have the time, or at least they don't want to take the time to do what they need to do. But maybe you could touch on that just a little bit, because I think we've talked about it already to a certain extent, but somehow, how would someone, even if they might not have the time that they think that they could devote to something like writing, what are some of the strategies that you use to make sure you have the time to make sure that your business is successful?
I'm so glad you asked that question. Here's the critical piece, and this is where I think our education system has failed us. Information plus application. They must be done simultaneously. As you read something, you need to do it. If I'm preparing to do a business, I need to be active as well in that business, learning from somebody else. So now I'm looking at application. Too many of us have a lot of information and we lack application. Let's look at college for once. You go to school for a certain 4 years. By the time you graduate, all that information you learned in 4 years is old news. Look how fast the world is moving. So you go to college for 4 years, and this is not against the collegiate system. While you're in college for 4 years, I go work for the company you want to work for. When you come out, they still have to qualify and try to train you for the position you're applying for, but I already have the experience. That information you learn will never dominate my experience in the business. I know exactly now how to adapt, how to move, how to progress, and I understand my purpose. You're still in the learning stage, so you're way behind. And I'm up to date with whatever new information is out now while you're still functioning off theory.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, let me just ask you one more question. I think I've exhausted the questions that I had to ask you. And of course, you can input anything that we may have missed. And we always have future episodes to talk further about this. And that is your personal keys to success as far as your own business. Tell us again what you do and some of the challenges that you've had in working your own business, including having a purpose, it being a product, and going through the process of making sure that it's successful.
Well, the biggest thing I do is I invest in people because I see the greatness they have inside them, whether they want to open a business that's a product business or a service business. I come in with an established process that helps them to reach their goals. And we dissect that. We unpack exactly why you're trying to do this. What level of income are you trying to reach? Let's go a little bit deeper. How does you reaching this goal help others? Because at the end of the day, you're creating this product or this service for other people. So tell me more so about how this benefit others so I can get you away from the actual product and you can focus on the results of your success. I think when you get people to focus more so on the results of their success and how many people are counting on them to be successful, when they can see the bigger picture, they'll be more successful. Because now they'll take the time that we all must do to discipline ourselves. It's about discipline and weeding out the distractions. It's so many distractions when you're trying to accomplish something. That's why you need a goal. A goal keeps you on track. And then you have to have a way to measure that. That's why you have to have a process, as you said. Now, that goal, I also have to have a purpose for that goal. You're not getting in business so you can buy your product, so you can service yourself. You're getting in business because you're saying, I can supply the need of others. So ask yourself, are you really supplying the need of others if nobody is supporting that business? Because it's not about you. It's about them. And when you can focus on the results that you bring to other people, how you impact their lives with this product, how you impact their lives with this service, it'll pay you back. Because those are good seeds you're planting. And you'll reap the harvest. They'll call you. Because they understand the quality that you bring to the market with your product or your service.
Well, speaking of a plan, that's what we've mentioned previously on these podcasts as far as members of our audience becoming an author, and that is have a plan of action in terms of not only what you're going to write, but the logistics of the book itself. And I'm talking about a title, as well as an outline of the specific chapters. I'll be writing actually it's going to be my sixth manuscript. It will turn out to be my sixth book. So I've been pretty active. Of course, I'm retired. As you know, I had a career in public education, so I have the time to do it. So time is really not an issue with me, fortunately. But I do have a plan, and it's structured, and you've talked about being structured, and but that plan as far as becoming an author, being successful, is very specific. Developing a specific title, of course. Even before that, you have to determine whether it's going to be fiction or nonfiction. And personally, I've developed in my initial work in establishing what I want to write on. Is 10 chapters, and I've identified or given a title to each one of those chapters. And you suggested earlier, indicated that you need to know the end even before the middle or the beginning. And so I've done that. At least I have an idea. But I have a goal of writing a chapter per month, and I have 10 chapters. And so if you count from June on, in March, I should be completing my 10th chapter. So, and I still have, we'll have a couple of months before next June when once you finish the writing, you have to do the proofreading. Of course, you do proofreading all along, and then, but you have to have the binding taking place and working with your publisher unless you self-publish. But even if you self-publish, there are certain things that you have to do. And so, again, as I've told my audience, I plan to have a finished product that is a book by June of 2020. And I'm hopeful that many people out there in America will follow suit and write along with me. And by June of 2020, they will have their own book, whether it be their first or second book or third book. It's an opportunity to take advantage of a plan, as you mentioned, to write, because usually you just don't have a plan. If you want to write a book, like I've done in writing my first three books, I just wanted to write, and I just started to think about what I was going to write about and went ahead and wrote. Of course, it worked out okay for me because, as I said, I did have the time. But it's a big advantage knowing that you have a specific set of goals in mind, and that's what we're providing with these series of podcasts for people who, anybody who would like to follow along as we go into the several months in the future. They have an opportunity to follow along and write their book. It's an opportunity, and I think they'll find out it's not quite as hard as what they pretend. And of course, you are welcome to follow along with us. I don't know if authorship is in your resume or not, but
definitely.
But you can do the same thing, Thomas.
Oh, definitely. I'm actually in a process where you actually inspired me, where I'm going to go ahead and complete my book. But you said a lot of valuable information, and I want to make sure the audience picked up on certain things. And one thing is this: you set a goal when you want to have the book written by. You have a subject matter for the book. So you have a train of thought or process that you're going to stay aligned with that. But one of the key things, and this is one of the most important things that you said that I really want people to pick up on, you gave yourself a deadline. See, that's the key. The key is to give yourself a deadline of when to achieve this goal. When must this be done? And one of the things I would say, and you asked me what I did, was business coaching. One of the things that I would have done with you from the beginning, just to really unmap that thought that's going on in your mind about the book, how does this benefit your audience writing this book? And how many people in the world do you think this benefits? Because that tells me now how to approach this book at a deeper level and how to get to the different markets that I need to get to. So it really focuses me in. It gives me a laser focus to keep diving in. And then one of the key things that we all must identify for ourselves, not for others: what's your definition of success? You have to have your own definition of success. If I sell a million books, is that my definition of success? If I change a million lives with this book, is that my definition of success? If I sell 1,000 books, if I sell 500, if the fact that I just write this book is success for me? You have to have definitive outcomes for different things. That's how you obtain that goal. That's how you reach the level that you're trying to reach. Success is different for everybody. We put so much emphasis on money, but really money is just a byproduct of it. If I don't write a successful book, I don't have to worry about money coming back. It's the byproduct, and we focus so much on the byproduct of the actual activity that must take place. I can't get $1 million endorsements in the NBA and be one of the best players in the NBA if I never make it to the NBA. So the NBA is my goal. Everything else that comes with it is the byproduct of that goal.
Well, that's certainly correct. And we're going to close things out now, Thomas. And I'd like to, again, thank you very much for being with us today. And I'd like to tell everyone listening to this podcast to take advantage of the principles Mr. Wilson has outlined. I think they can be extremely valuable to you as we proceed on this quest, as you proceed on this quest of writing your book. And well, Thomas, I'd like for you to take this opportunity to give your contact information to people out there listening, just in case if they'd like to contact you personally.
I appreciate that. You can reach me directly, Thomas Iceberg Wilson, 336-681-3297, 336-681-3297, Thomas Iceberg Wilson.
And again, I'd like to thank you for being with us today, and maybe down the road, of course, as I said, you've been with us before, and I'm sure you'll be with us again to talk about things other than strictly business principles. But as far as business principles, we'll certainly possibly have you back to let all our listening audience know how much you progressed in your writing, and to encourage people to do that. So I'd like to thank you for being with us. I mentioned last week I made an assignment for you to complete, and the assignment was for you to develop a title for your book, as well as an outline of the chapters. I just mentioned a moment ago that I've done that, and I plan to have 10 chapters in my book, and I've given them titles. Actually, I've started with the writing, too, and I'd like to mention the fact that we're going to have another special podcast coming up where I will give you more detail as far as the writing part, because that is crucial, and I think that will be very beneficial for you. So I certainly encourage you to continue to listen and to view these podcasts. I will continue with the recitation of stories in the book, my latest book, Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. And by listening to the stories that I have presented in this particular book, you will get an idea as to the non-fictional book that I've written. Again, if you'd like to get a copy of the book, just go to Amazon.com or simply contact me at waporter4995@yahoo.com. And also, if you like to find out other materials that are offered, just go to my website, williamporterlife.com. Well, so much for now. And remember, despite your current situation, keep in mind that there's always more good things coming your way. We'll see you the next time.